Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. It is lovely to be again in the tower room of the air castle because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. We had a very exciting trip to Mars the last time we were together, all of the little air castle family. And I just wonder how President Pip and Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy are faring. How they feel, and if they had quite a rest after our successful trip back to the air castle from that strange planet. While we're waiting for them, we might sing a little song, and perhaps they'll hear us and come upstairs. Standing in the corner of the tower room, among other beautiful things of days long gone by, stands a Chinese vase, a black vase with golden weeping willows, and the figures of two little Chinese children playing beneath the trees. We have tried to think of a little song about this, and we wonder if you will like it. It goes something like this. In a Chinese garden fair lived a little girl and boy. Flowers blossomed everywhere. Life was full of joy. How they used to like to play there among the trees. Chinese mother used to sing little songs like these. Mother loves to see you playing by me. If the weeping willow cries, pretty birds and butterflies will cheer. Mother's little oriental pearl. Life is sweet, so bear a smile, and man's coming after a while. Tiny Chinese boy and girl. Mother liked to see you playing by me. If the weeping willow cries, pretty birds and butterflies will cheer you. Life is sweet, so wear a smile. Yes, life is sweet, so wear a smile. Sad man's coming after a while. Tiny, tiny boy and a girl. And that's the new little song about the Chinese vase, or rather, what the Chinese vase represents to us. Clickety-clack should be here any moment. Yes, and here he comes now. Clickety-clackety-clickety-clack, little wooden man, 1 foot high. And Bugler Murphy must be with him, too. Hello, Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy. Oh, we're glad to see you. Why, they're dressed in little white uniforms today. Rather loose-fitting, and they seem to be very comfortable. Where is President Pip? Here he comes, Bugler Murphy. Perhaps you'd better blow the salute. On the new bugle, though. That's the one he likes best. Hello, President Pip.
Well, howdy-do. Goodness me, I'm glad to see you. I am certainly glad to see you. How do you feel today after the trip in the rocket? Did it bump your head very much when we landed?
Oh, no, President Pip. Just a trifle. You know, we may as well expect to get little bumps on the head once in a while.
Certainly. Every so often, an accident, you know. Something is bound to happen. You can't just keep saying, well, someday I'm going to get a bump on the head and then just keep worrying and worrying and worrying about it all the time.
Well, I should say not. It would take all the pleasure out of life, wouldn't it?
Yes. Wait till it comes and then bump and then say, ouch, and then get over it. And then go ahead and enjoy yourself for a long time until maybe you get another bump.
I think that's a very good idea, President Pip. Well, Clickety Clack has gone over and he's taken a seat in his little red chair.
Well, you know what he wants then, I guess. He always does that when he wants to hear a story.
You'd like to hear a story, too? All right, then. I wonder if we couldn't tell a story about the two little Chinese children whose pictures are on that beautiful vase in the corner. Hello, Happy Duck. Just in time, we're going to tell a story. Yes, and you too, Boppo. Come right in. Now, all be seated, and we're going to have a little story about two little Chinese children, a little boy and a little girl. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. Now, I know it's going to be a story, all right, when you start that way.
Once upon a time, there was a little Chinese girl and a little Chinese boy who used to play together in a very beautiful garden. They lived in a beautiful house and had everything their little hearts desired. And they were two of the happiest children, I guess, who ever lived. Their mother was very kind to them, and their father was a very fine man, and very kind to them, too. And they had every little thing their hearts could desire. Toys and dolls and beautiful place to play, and a little playhouse built to look almost like the great house in which they lived.
Well, that was pretty wonderful.
I should say it was. And further on, beyond the garden, there was a lake. Oh, it was quite a large lake. And one day, the little girl and the little boy went down to the edge of the lake. And the little girl was looking into the lake because it was so quiet and smooth. It looked just like a great, tremendous mirror. And she could see her face in there. And she said to the little boy, do you think I am beautiful? And the little boy didn't say anything. But he picked up a little shell that was on the edge of the lake, there on the sand, and he tossed it into the lake. And ripples began to move, you know, when it splashed in the water. And then the little shiny girl's face looked, oh, very strange.
Just like it does in some of those mirrors they have, you know, when you look in it, it makes your face look all funny, is that it?
Yes. And she began to cry.
Well, goodness me, it's not too bad.
The little boy just laughed. He thought it was very funny. But it was quite serious to her. And then just about that time, they heard the sound of a gong, which seemed to come from across the lake.
Sound of a gong, which seemed to come from across the lake.
And they looked. And imagine their surprise when they saw the cutest little boat, all painted pink and red and green and yellow, sailing right up to the shore where they were.
Well, what do you think of that?
And as it did, and came to a stop, the little boy said, "Come, this boat must be for us. Let us get in it and take a ride across the lake." And the little girl was a little shy at first. She didn't think, perhaps, that that would be the thing to do. But finally, she was persuaded, and they got into the little boat, and it began to sail away across the lake. Sailed and sailed and sailed.
Well, what do you think of them? Goodness me.
And it just surprised them very much the way it was going, because there were no oars and not even a sail.
Well, how could it move?
Must have been a magic boat, something like the dream boat we sing about. Finally, it came to a very beautiful little cove across the lake, and standing there in front of a great marble house was a strange old man. And he said, "Hello, my children. I have waited for you for a long, long time. Didn't you hear the gong before now?" And the little girl replied, "No. Today is the first time we have ever heard it." He said, "Make yourselves at home here, for this is a lovely place, and I'm very happy you have come to visit us. Follow me, and I will show you happiness."
And then did they follow him?
Yes, they got out of the boat, and they walked through the most magnificent gardens they'd ever seen. And a great number of people were gathered there. And they were walking slowly through these gardens. It was getting to be just about dusk. And they were carrying little green lanterns with them. It was a very beautiful sight. Oh, the two children thought they had been happy before, but now they said, "Surely, nothing can be more beautiful or wonderful than this place." And they walked on, following the old gentleman.
Well, what else did he... Did he tell them anything more?
Yes, President Pip. He told them many strange things. But I'm afraid there will not be time enough today to tell you all of the things he told the little girl and the little boy.
Well, maybe you can tell us next time when we get together.
I would like to very much, President Pip. There go the magic bell. It's time for me to leave. Goodbye, children. Until we meet again, be good, and you'll be happy.